Blog Talk Radio.
No! thank you, Father God, that you brought us this far, oh God. We know, oh God, that you won't leave us or forsake us, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, glory. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's about to do, hallelujah, what he's already done. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace right now. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh Father God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God, clothing us in our right mind. Hallelujah to your name, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come to worship the one true God today. You should come to worship him, for he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. To heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, you are our God. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. Hallelujah to your name, God. For you have won this land far long ago with purpose for faithfulness, oh God. According to Isaiah 25 and 1. Thank you, Lord. That you are our strength and our new soul. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are our salvation and we thank you. You are our God and we exalt you right now. According to Exodus 15, 2 through 3. Thank you, Lord God, that our mouths will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. According to Psalm 145 and 21, praise unto the glory, hallelujah, name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with your glory. According to Psalm 72 and 19, the Lord lives, praise to our rock, hallelujah, exalt his holy name. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, everybody. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day, hallelujah. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, all families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory and do his thing. Bring an offering and come into his courts today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the shout, everybody. Give God our praise, honor, and glory. Open up your mouth and shout. I'm your host, Prophetess C. Chantel Manny. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. How many know that what for God, where would you be right now? If it was for God on your side, where would you be? Should have been, could have been. And for some of us, it was, but God brought us up. He snatched you out in just time, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Open up your mouth and shout. If there's the door being a dummy, and give God our praise, going on the show. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, good afternoon. First, I want to give honor to God who's ahead of my life. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for waking up another day above dirt. And I just want to say thank you, God. I'm just thankful for everything he's doing in my life. I just thank you for everything he's doing in everybody's life that's on this line. And I just want to say, God, just thank you. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. She says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you got nothing to say. Just thank him for what he's already done, what he's doing right now. Hallelujah, that he kept you, that he saved you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When people try to take you out, when the evil one came, hallelujah, to kill and destroy you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout today. Pastor Dorsey Manning, giving God our praise, honor, and glory. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for waking me up this morning. I want to thank you for setting me on my way, Father God, for this is your will for me to be prosperous all the days of my life. Now, one thing that I do want to say, I want to say thank you for newness. I want to say thank you for new word and new revelation every single day. Thank you for new ideas, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for new songs. Thank you for new mercy. Thank you for new grace. There's so many things I can say thank you for, Father, but I'm going to thank you for you. Thank you for your love.
Amen.
Thank you for your love to enter in on the inside, Father God, because when your love enter in on the inside, you set me free. You set my soul free. You set my heart free. You set everything free, Father God, and you allowed me to have the ministry of love to walk in freedom every single day of my life. So I'm free to love. I'm free to forgive. I'm free to be healed. I'm free to be delivered. And I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it all. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. The Bible says that he first loved us, that God loved us so much he sent his only begotten son to die for us. So if my husband was saying, thank you for love, because with love he's able to do all that God has commanded him to do and more. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's talk about love for a moment. I'm going to open up the lines for everybody else to show, but because Pastor already brought it up, hallelujah, that's something I want to talk about today is love, hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 103:17, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. The Bible says in John 13, verse 34 through 35, you are a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Understand this, you all. God loves you. It's not complicated or conditional. It's just a fact. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our human understanding can't comprehend the reason why, only that it's true. As much as you might want to explain it, dissect it, reason out it, you just can't. Instead of wrapping yourself in questions, wrap yourself in his love today. Hallelujah. Luxuriate in it just as you would a magnificent fur coat. Hallelujah. God has spared no expense, you all. He has given you the very best he has ever to offer anyone. Hallelujah. God loves you relentlessly, completely, and in spite of your faults and shortcomings. His greatest desire is for you to love in the same way. He asks you, first of all, to love him in return and then to love others. When you love, you show that you are his child. You demonstrate who you are and whose you are and what you are made of. That pleases our Heavenly Father. You are more than any great work you might do on his behalf. Live to please him by loving others today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Manning, for that word today. Open up your mouth and shout, Evangelist Kimberly Rabbit, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I love to say the name of Jesus Christ, because he's the one who brought true joy to my life. And when I think about the things he's done for me, my soul cries out, thank God for saving me. I love him. He's my everything, and I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for the rest of my life. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Let God use you. Hallelujah. Like Evangelist said, let God use you all. Hallelujah. Using that, spitting those rhymes, lyrics. Hallelujah. Thank God Almighty. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. God keep you. Keep doing the work of God. Hallelujah. Inspiring others. My Lord, my God, he gave me the victory. Victory. He gave me the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show. Come to bring the bell cord. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for you, Pastor Manning. I praise and I thank God for you. I praise and I thank God for the shout. Some of us mm-hmm. have never praised and shouted out to God the way we are on the shout. And I know God is so proud of us and happy that we're shouting out to him how grateful we are for all of his blessings in our lives.
Yes.
God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what we come to do, shout and give God praise and honor and glory. And this is the reason, hallelujah, we don't come just to be doing anything. We don't come just to be here, just to hear. We come to give you praise, Father God. We come to give you honor, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, be magnified and glorified, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of your, of the Lord rise upon each of us on the line today, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us, oh God, with your glory and your presence right now here on the show. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory, Sister Connie Northern. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. I can shout. I can shout today. My pain is minimal. I'm just a little
Amen.
Stiff. The Lord, I thank the Lord for my healing, and I was
Jesus.
Able to continue working this week after my fall, and no broken bones. And I I want to thank him also for the healing of my daughter. She's doing excellent, excellent.
Amen.
With her stroke. She's doing very, very well, and I want to thank him because in advance because my sister is having some issues with her son, and the police was involved in drugs. It's just a mess, but I already know that he's
yes.
going to work it out for me. I trust
Amen.
Him, and he's going to work it out for my sister. He's going to work it out.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. We decree and declare victory, victory, victory over everyone on the line, every situation, every circumstance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the devil is a defeated foe in all his ages right now. All his works we command in the cease. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and come out the life of the believer. We command you to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare victory right now. By faith we receive. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name and by faith today, hallelujah, that we walk by faith and not by faith, and we are delivered and set free, and we're victorious, and we're coming out in a wealthy place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout today. Oh, my mother, Sister Dillon, open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Just thank you. I like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, breathing into my lungs, giving me a brand
yes.
new grace and mercy today. Amen. I thank you for the roof over my house. I thank you for my kids. No phone calls in the wee hours of the morning. I just thank you, Father. Thank you for the food, the roof, Lord. I just thank you for all in all. I thank you for your blessing and my healing. Just you got it coming to me, Lord. I just thank
Amen.
You, thank you, thank you. I give you all praise, honor, and glory. It belongs to
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Glory
thank
to God.
You.
God bless you, Mother. God keep you. Hallelujah. Just thanking God right there. Can you thank God even when you're going through? Can you thank God, hallelujah, as you're coming out that thing? Can you thank God when you don't know that it's right around the corner, but you got to keep pressing on to get on? Hallelujah. Can you thank God right now when the enemy is coming in like a flood, knowing that his spirit will lift up a standard? Can you thank God right now when the money has to hit your account? But God, can you thank God in every situation? Can you exalt his name? Hallelujah. Not complaining about it. I've been fasting. I've been crying. I've been praying. I've been on my face. God, but you ain't hearing me. But can you thank him? Hallelujah. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord God. Open up your mouth and praise and give God all shout, praise, and glory. Sister Alice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Shout.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, and I just thank God for loving me no matter what, through my flaws and all. I just thank God. And I also have a praise report. So my unemployment, it was out. Like, I had nothing left on it. And so, like, when I got up one morning, I checked my unemployment, and then they restated to where I can get $4,000. So they
hey, man.
That. And then another thing is, when I checked my Chase bank account, I had like $280 something that Chase has given me out of nowhere. just out of nowhere. So $200 something up here, supernatural money appeared in my bank account. So that happened. And then my stimulus, it says not available, and then out of nowhere, my stimulus ended up coming. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for what God is doing because last season of my life, it was hard, and my account was in the negative, and I was kind of struggling. But since this 40-day fast that we're on, it's like God been doing miracle signs and wonders, like, before
Amen.
My eyes.
Amen. Yes, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, and you have been faithful, and you have been on the call each morning. You have been in minister training class. You have not missed minister this morning. You called me out on the lesson, but we thank God for you for your obedience. And stay right there. Keep knowing that God is going to do greater and more. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for your testimony. Glory to God. How many of you know that God is still able? How many of you know, hallelujah, that God will turn that thing around when the enemy says no? Hallelujah! With hallelujah. But when God says yes, ain't nothing he can do about it. So if you believe that God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. When the system tell you no, ain't no way, ain't going to happen. Go about your business. But God says yes. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the yes. We thank God for the even, the more, the much more today. So we serve a God that's more than us. We have Apostle Miriam more on the call. Open up your mouth and shout, Apostle Miriam, give God our praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I said so because what God can do, what God cannot do, no one else can do it. What God cannot do does not exist. I want to shout, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I join my faith with all your faith. I join my faith with your testimonies. I join my faith with the intercessor 40 days prayer. I join my faith with my family. I join my faith with the declaration of the woman of God and man of God word. I join my faith with you. And I say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What God cannot do does not exist. Therefore, Lord, I want to thank you that you are pushing back darkness over our community, over our family, over the United States of America. God, we join faith, and I shout for the word of Jericho to come down in Jesus' name. And thank you for letting the redeemer of the Lord say so. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed say so. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare over to your life today that you are redeemed? You are the redeemed. So let the redeemed say so. This is what the word of God says. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. So we shall say so today. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Apostle Miriam, we thank God for you. If you're a guest here on the call today and you want to shout today, you want to give God our praise, glory, and honor for what he's done for you, what he's doing, and what he's about to do by faith, press one. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your shout today. Hallelujah. See, I get really excited. See, I know people they don't understand why she's so excited and why she's so loud. But God did it. Hallelujah. If only you knew my testimony. If only you knew where I came from and what God has brought me through. Hallelujah. Because when I look back over my life and understand I have life to look back over because God has kept me, God has saved me. He has brought me out of a place, a dark place. Shining his light on my life. If only you knew. Hallelujah. Why my shout is so loud. Why my shout is so loud. Hallelujah. Because I am redeemed. And I shall say so. I shall shout to the rooftop. I shall not be silent about what God has done for me. Don't you let the enemy shut you up and close you in. Open up your mouth and say, I'm redeemed. My Lord, my God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing I do want to do right now, I want to pray for our leaders, you all. I want to pray for your home. Hallelujah. I want to pray for your life. Hallelujah. I ask God to continue to bless, keep, and protect you in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will not worry, that peace will come and be still, that God will settle your spirit this morning, that your heart will not worry, your mind will not be troubled, that you will not be tempted by the world and things and possessions of this world, but you will keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. That you will not, hallelujah, be consumed, hallelujah, what the media is saying, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will give to you one another, and that you will love one another like Christ does, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we pray for our world leaders. We pray for every nation that your spirit rests upon them. I believe that skillfully, in the name of Jesus Christ, and godly wisdom has entered into the hearts of our world leaders today, and that they will do your will, oh God. Heavenly Father, that they will have hearts and ears attentive to your godly counsel. Lord, make them the women and men of your integrity, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. I pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off and rooted out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in times of trouble. So we declare today with our mouths that your people dwell in safety in this land. And we prosper abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We give thanks unto you, Lord God, that the good news of the gospel is published in our land today in the name of Jesus Christ. From generation to generation, the word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and lives of the people who believe. We give thanks for this land and leaders that you have given us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We pray with thanksgiving. Can somebody say glory today? Know that we are victorious right now, because you can decree and declare victory, victory, victory over your life. For we, hallelujah, we serve a high God. We serve the Most High God, the creator of the universe. We serve, hallelujah, the one and only true God, the living God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You all, the message today is make the most of whatever comes. Make the most of whatever comes. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 and 9, people may make plans in their minds, but the Lord decides what they will do. Sometimes we must accept life on its terms, you all, not our own. Life has a way of unfolding, not as we will, but as it will. And sometimes there is precious little we can do to change these things. When events transpire that are beyond our control, we have a choice, you all. We can either learn the art of acceptance, or we can make ourselves miserable as we struggle to change the unchangeable. We must entrust the things we cannot change to God. When we do this, hallelujah, we can prayerfully and faithfully tackle the important work that he has placed before us. You're doing something about the things that we can change, and doing it sooner rather than later. Can you summon the courage today and the wisdom to accept life on its own terms? That is a question. If so, you'll mostly, hallelujah, if so, you'll most certainly be rewarded for your good judgment. Now, Sarah Young said this, you all, accept each day as it comes to you. Don't waste your time and energy wishing for a different set of circumstances. Your prayer of the day should start like this: Dear Lord, let me live in the present and not the past. Give me the wisdom to be thankful for the gifts that I do have and not be bitter about the things that I don't have. Let me accept what was. Let me give thanks for what is, and let me have faith in what must surely will be. The promise of eternal life with you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we can't thank you enough today, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we love you, Lord God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait, Father God. We come surrendering all over today, oh God, casting our burdens on God. We surrender our life over to you, Lord. We give our life to you so that you can use us, Father God. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pick up peace on today, we walk in it. We walk in faith, hallelujah, receiving all that you have for us, Father God. I pray for divine position and order in everyone's life on the call today. May God move in a mighty way in your life and turn every situation around for your good. May you be blessed in your going and coming on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that you serve King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, hallelujah, the Alpha and the Omega, hallelujah, God Almighty. And if you be with him, hallelujah, if God is on your side, you're already victorious. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone on the call today, that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment God shall condemn. For this is our inheritance. Know that you are co-heirs to the kingdom and receive your inheritance on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that you will not be denied. You will not accept any counterfeits. You will not accept nothing less. You will not accept halfway, but all the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. And we seal all that we prayed for, all that we petitioned in prayer today with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Shout, everybody, right where you are. Shout, clap, stomp your feet, run around, and just thank God. Hallelujah. Give him all praise, glory, and honor. I want to remind you all on January the 21st, which is a Thursday at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we will be having global prayer hosted by Apostle Miriam. You heard her here on the call today. If you can attend, please do. Last year was the first one on January 21st. Which was my birthday last year. It was, let me tell you, it was magnificent. It was Holy Ghost filled, Holy Ghost led. It was just a beautiful time in the Lord, just worshiping and praising and praying and coming together with other believers and trusting God to move from nation to nation. So it is a global prayer. People around the world, believers around the world, believing Christians, I should say, around the world, we will be praying at the same time. So if you can join us, you all, you can get more information from me. Give me a call at 346-719-3349. There's limited seating because of the COVID-19 and social distancing. So please get with me. I will be there. I'll be one of the people that will be leading the charge in prayer. And so we're looking forward to God to do miraculous things and be deliverance and be healing in the place. All will be available in Christ Jesus. Come believing to receive. Again, that's on January the 21st. That is next Thursday at 10 a.m. At Grace International Church. Come on out. Reserve your spot with me as soon as possible. Come and join me. We will be there. My husband and myself, we will be there on Thursday the 21st at 10 a.m. So we thank God. One more time, hallelujah. People are already texting me, I'm going. All right, let's get together, let's go. It's the day after my birthday, and so I'm excited about it. Last year I got a chance to celebrate in prayer with God's servant, so I'm so looking forward to it. And remember, tonight at 7 p.m., we are in Bible study, you all. We're in Bible study, so make sure that you are in Bible study with us on tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all have a blessed day in the Lord.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah.